Now is the time, episode number 13.
I'm Caleb Succo, and this is the podcast where we talk about how we can use our lives right now to worship our God. We are back in the USA. Yes, friends, we arrived, let's see, Tuesday afternoon. No, actually, it was Tuesday morning. It was about 11:15. We arrived at Seattle, flew in, and thank you if you were praying for us as we traveled. We had a very, very good trip. No problems whatsoever. Got all of our 5 kids here safely, all of our 7 pieces of luggage here safely, and before we hop into the topic today, which is how to communicate the gospel to your child, let me just give you a little update about what's going on with our family. We had a busy week last week because we were getting ready to leave Ukraine and had a couple of ministry things going on as well, including a family seminar that I spoke at in our church this past Saturday. It went well. We had 3 speakers. I was one of them. I spoke on how to communicate the gospel to your child, which is the topic of today's podcast. And another minister in our church spoke about the myth of the Sunday school, which is, in a sense, that it's really the parents' job to teach the Bible, to teach God's word to their children. And Sunday school is just there to help with that process. And the last speaker, he spoke about how to talk with your children about sex, which was also very practical and needed topic for parents. So thank you for praying also for that seminar. Of course, we in the midst of that, we were packing like crazy. If you didn't catch it, check out how to pack smarter and cheaper and better. That was a post that Christina put up not long ago, and it's a video post, so you might want to check that out. And I'm so thankful for Christina. I'm thankful for her skills, her organizing skills, the fact that she started us like at least a month early in the packing process. But you know what? No matter how early you start, it just seems like you always have something to do up until the last minute. So we packed, packed, packed. And of course, we had to get our apartment ready because we're leaving for 10 months. And so we have another family that's staying in our apartment, which is a great help for us. But that meant that we needed to pack a bunch of stuff up, get it out of the apartment or put it in storage, and then clean. And so all that takes a lot of work and a lot of time, and then pack our 7 bags. So we got our 7 bags packed early. Well, we got unpacked on Monday morning. Then Monday we drove from Odessa, where we live, to Kiev, which is about a 6-hour drive. And then we spent some time with my sister Rachel and her husband Mike and their family up there in Kiev. And then tried to get down early because we had a flight leaving at 6:00 in the morning. But you know, when you've got little kids and they're excited to leave, it's just kind of hard to go to sleep sometimes. So we didn't end up probably falling asleep till just about 11 p.m. and then we had to wake up at 3 a.m. So not much sleep for the little kids, but you know, I have to say they did a good job. And we got them out of bed while it was dark outside. Hopped in the car and headed over to the airport. And the only thing that we were a little bit worried about was the fact that Christina's passport, she was in Ukraine on a Ukrainian passport, and she was going through the process of leaving citizenship so that because Ukraine doesn't allow dual citizenship. So she wasn't sure, you know, if what they would say when she left with that passport, but no problems whatsoever. Just flew right through passport control and hopped on that first flight. We flew from Kiev to Amsterdam, about 2.5 hours. And then from Amsterdam to Seattle, about 10 hours. And of course, in Seattle, we were met by my parents and went straight to Gig Harbor where they live. So we're in the middle this week of getting set up here, unpacking, and also seeing some family. And actually today we have our first speaking engagement. We are speaking at Bethany Bible in Kenmore, Washington, to their youth group. So just as soon as I finish recording this podcast, I am going to get in the car and we're going to head up to Kenmore, which is about a little over an hour from here. So anyway, that brings you up to date on what is happening. Some people are still have asked, you know, how long are we going to be here, where we're going to be. All of that is on our website. Just click on the tab that says schedule. We are in America until August. We do have a busy schedule. Most of our Sundays have already been scheduled, except for, I believe, about 3 Sundays left in June. So if you desperately want us to come to your church, contact me now, and we can probably get you in the schedule in June. But other than that, you know, we're also, I want to make sure that people know we are open to other meetings, whether it's in-home meetings, small group meetings, youth group meetings, prayer meetings, okay, whatever you might have, we are open to it. And so contact us, because midweek is a lot freer than Sundays, of course. But and continue to pray for us, because we do need to raise support, and just want to make sure that that option is there for you if you have the ability to support us and feel that the Lord is asking you to aid church planting and missions in Ukraine. Then we ask that you would do that and take part in what God is doing in Ukraine. So just check the support tab on our website too, and you can find information about that. All right, on to the topic for today. How to communicate the gospel to your child. And especially what I want to talk about today is communicating not just in general, but at different age levels. What does your child need to hear? And I want to connect this with a previous episode, I believe it's episode number 11, where I talked about parenting pitfalls. And one of those parenting pitfalls, which I think is so common, is when we as parents maybe don't fully understand the gospel ourselves. And for instance, when we think that it is purely some sort of a theological truth that we just need to memorize and teach our children to memorize, we're mistaken. And sometimes as parents, we can fall into that trap. One of the common ways that that looks, I think, in parenting is when we as parents focus on getting our child to say a prayer. And sometimes even, you know, we'll say, okay, just repeat after me or something like that, almost as if there's some magic in repeating certain words, that if you say the right words, then you will automatically be saved. And we need to be aware of that danger when we are communicating the gospel to our children. The gospel is much more than just reciting a theological truth or praying a theological truth. It is about believing a truth and believing in such a way that it is evident in our life. Now, in connection with that, I want to recommend a book that I recently came across. It's not a parenting book, but it is about the gospel and some of these, I guess, wrong ideas that we often fall into when it comes to communicating the gospel. And the book is called Stop Asking Jesus Into Your Heart, okay? So I will put a link in the show notes and ask that you check that out. That'll be an Amazon affiliate link. So if you do check it out and you buy it, then we get a nice little percentage there. But do check it out because it's worth reading. I think it will really open your eyes to some of the things that maybe we unintentionally do when we communicate the gospel. And sometimes we do those things with our children as well. So let's start from the youngest age, okay? So let's talk about our children 0 through 5 years old. By the way, I have a child that is 3.5, so he comes right smack in the middle of this age. And the way I want to look at this is, as we think about communicating the gospel to our children, we need to ask ourselves key questions. And one of those questions that we need to ask is what does my child need to understand about the gospel? And especially at this age level. And I believe that when we talk about these younger children, that the most important thing for them to understand, we're talking about up to 5 years old, is simply this question, who am I? Okay? Now, I know that sounds like a very simple question, but it is so important to the child's understanding of the world around him. So for each of these age groups, I want to suggest a question that would represent, you know, some of the most important facts for a child of that age to understand. So who am I would be the question for that you would want to ask your child up to 5 years old. And here's some of the answers that we need to help our child understand. For instance, I am loved by God and by my parents. Okay? I am special. I am unique. I have abilities that I can use and create things with. I am a member of a family. That is vital for these young children to understand. They are not on their own. The world does not revolve around them. They are a member of a family. I am created in God's image. They are not animals. They have high value and worth. They are intelligent beings and they have value. I am under authority. I am dependent on others. And those two kind of go together, really. But, you know, like for instance, with my 3-year-old, you know, at this age, he wants to do everything on his own. And no matter what it is, tie this shoe. I can do it. I can do it. He can't do it. He's dependent. Brush your teeth. I want to do it. And we let him do a little bit, but he needs to understand that he is dependent on others and that he is under authority. All too often, what happens is when children are born and parents take the philosophy that this is the perfect child, then the parents begin to serve the child, and it becomes the child who has authority over the parents. They need to understand, and it's easier if you get them to understand that at a young age than at an older age. Okay, a couple more, moving on. I am imperfect. I am in need of help, okay? So those are a couple of things that is very important for children to understand at that very young age. Let me just repeat them for you quickly. I am loved by God and my parents. I am special or unique. I am a member of a family. I am created in God's image. I am under authority. I am dependent on others. I am imperfect, and I am in need of help. All right, and that's just a short list. I mean, I'm sure that you can add to those, but this is that age when children are just growing so fast, and everything is changing physically, mentally, emotionally. Everything is changing so quickly in their lives. In fact, I don't know if you've noticed this, but oftentimes parents who only have one child, this is the age period where they all think that their childs are geniuses. Why? Because they're, you know, every day they're adding 3, 4, 5 words to their vocabulary and so on. And they see that fast change and they think, oh my goodness, if my child continues to grow at this rate for another 15, 20 years, he is going to be a genius. But that's just kind of peculiar of that age group. All right, moving on. Let's talk about ages 6 through 12. And here, I would say that the most important question for us as parents to ask of our children is, who is God? Or for us as parents to answer for our children, who is God? Because now, you know, they're a little more comfortable. They have a little more understanding of who they are, their position in the world. But it's important that we focus upon God. And of course, this doesn't mean that you won't talk about God before they turn 6 years old. Of course you will. But I'm just talking about the main questions that we need to help our children answer at a certain age. So 6 through 12 years old, who is God? And who is he? Of course, he is creator. He is powerful. He is holy. He is just. He is righteous, which means that he is morally pure, but he must punish sin. He sets a standard for my life. Those are all just very basic truths. Oh, and I would add, he knows me and he loves me, okay? Very basic truths that we can communicate to our children on a regular basis. And I think it's also important that we think about how we communicate these truths. And there's a couple of ways that we as parents communicate. One, of course, you know, we can sit down, we can have Bible reading time together as a family. That is great. That is wonderful. In fact, I did that this morning with my kids. We read Proverbs chapter 17 and discussed it. And you need to do that. But, you know, going back to, let's say, what Moses talked about in Deuteronomy chapter 6, check it out if you don't know what's there, where he talked about reminding and talking with your children about God's word when? When you get up, when you sit down, when you're at the gate, when you're walking along the way, when you lie down at night, okay? It was something that was immersed in every aspect of their life. And as parents, we need to communicate God's word and the gospel in a way that it's not just when we sit down and read the Bible, but it's an aspect of our daily lives. So when we correct with not only a scriptural mindset and worldview, but also verbally communicating to our children that we're not just doing this because that's just what we think, but that's because of God, who is our creator, who has set a standard for us to live, who is holy and calls us to live holy lives, okay? Bringing God's character and God's nature into the conversation with our children on a very regular basis is important. And of course, as parents, it's kind of hard to do that if we ourselves are not in God's word regularly and on a daily basis. Okay, let's move on to the last age group, and that's ages 13 and beyond. And I say beyond because I believe that as a parent, I have a responsibility to always be communicating the gospel to my children, even after they have left the home. I want my relationship with my children to be pointing them towards the gospel. And you say, well, but they're already saved. I know, they might be already saved, and that is wonderful. But the gospel is more than just salvation. It is Jesus. The gospel is how we live our lives. It is all that Jesus called us to. And another aspect too, I think that, and I talked about this also in episode number 11, Parenting Pitfalls, and that is sometimes we assume way too early that our children are saved. And we assume it based on a confession they've made or something like that. I think that's dangerous. And we ought to operate under the assumption that they are not saved. And so continually repetition and continually talking about the gospel and who God is and what he demands of us and how we can be saved through Jesus is vital for us to do as parents. All right, so ages 13 and beyond, the major question that needs to be answered in the life of the child at this age is, what is my relationship with God? So if you think of it like this, up till age 5, who am I? Ages 6 through 12, who is God? And ages 13 and beyond, what is my relationship with God? So I think you can kind of see how that builds, okay? And, you know, I think a key verse here is Proverbs 1:7, where it says, the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. Fear of God is a proper relationship, a proper understanding of where I stand before God. And the author of Proverbs understood how vital it was for his children to have that proper understanding of where they stand, what their relationship is before God. And so what do they need to understand? Well, they need to understand that they can't earn salvation. They need to understand that they need forgiveness. They need to understand that repentance is an individual decision and that it is a decision of faith. They need to understand the significance of faith. And so at this age, you know, we can definitely begin moving into more theological discussions. It's difficult when children are young, 4, 5, 6 years old. You have to keep it very, very, very simple. You have to connect it to things that they can see, feel, and touch, which can be difficult at times. But at this age, we can move more towards talking about, for instance, the Holy Spirit's role in salvation, maybe the importance of the local church, and more theological issues like that as the child grows and has the ability to understand those things. The problem often that we have is as the child enters into the teenage years, we are tempted to restrict their behavior more and more as we see maybe things that we don't like. And what we really want to do here is as they enter the teenage years, rather than restrict their behavior, give them more freedom. Give them more freedom, but along with that freedom, give them responsibility. Responsibility to make the proper choices and give them the knowledge and the skills, the biblical skills to make those choices in a well-informed and scriptural way. And that's our job as a parent. So we become more and more of a sorry, I'm still thinking in Russian here, and the Russian words keep coming into my head and I can't. A counselor. We need to just remember the word. We need to work more in the way of a counselor with our children, walking beside them, giving them the tools that they need to be able to make the decisions that they need to make in their life. So that's it, friends. Ages 0 to 5, who am I? Ages 6 through 12, who is God? And 13 and beyond, what is my relationship with God? All right, I'd like to hear from you. What are some tips that you might have about how to more effectively communicate the gospel message, communicate the message of Jesus to our children? What kind of tips do you have? What has worked for you? What has not worked for you? What have you learned from somebody else? Leave a comment in the show notes on this blog post. All right, friends, until next time, blessings.